joining me for the next few minutes is Congressman Donald Manzullo. He represents the 16th District of Illinois, some of the northern counties, like for McHenry, if you travel westward along the state. And Congressman, thanks for joining us today.
I'm here.
All right. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate that. I just wanted to talk with you a few things. Of course, one of the big stories that we're hearing about today is the auto restructuring efforts that have been going on and some of the ideas that President Barack Obama has, hoping to lure American consumers into dealership with tax breaks, amongst other things. Before we talk about his specific plan and your proposals, what do you think about the president and the government getting involved so heavily with the auto industry?
Well, it's pretty scary. The automobile industry obviously has had a lot of internal problems for a long time, but they've been working on them. I've got a Chrysler facility in the district I represent, in Belvedere. We have to remember that in the first quarter of 2008, Ford actually showed a profit. I mean, that's not that long ago.
Yeah.
And had the economy not turned sour, I mean, Ford would have been just fine. They'd been restructuring for a long, long time. They had massive refinancing going on. But now what you've got is, it's inevitable. The reason I voted against the bailout was that the government never gives away money without getting involved.
Sure.
And to a certain extent, they have to, because you just can't give money away to companies that have been failing. But we have the president saying that that he has no interest in running GM, and yet he boots the CEO of GM.
Yeah, Wagner. Yeah, he's out.
Wagner's out.
And so in light of him being out, who is going to run the show for GM?
Well, evidently he mentioned the name of a fellow of Frederick Henderson. But he's been with GM since 1984. And Wagner had been with them since the 70s, I think.
So,
but, I mean, if you want to get a new, fresh look in there, the guy he chose to take over the shop has been there for 26 years.
Yeah. So what if you were able to present your ideas and say, this is what I think we should do with GM, with Chrysler, with some of the other, you know, Ford, like you said, they've been doing their own restructuring for some time. But for those who really are in trouble and keep coming to the government asking for money, what would you propose be done?
Well, here's the solution is not in the government pouring in money from the top. The solution is government taking money and making sales possible. That's the problem is lack of sales. We've gone from 17 million automobiles sold to around 8 million automobiles sold. It's almost half.
Well, and now President Obama is hoping to lure American consumers into dealership. He's talking about tax breaks.
Well, but it's not... That tax break appeared in the stimulus bill. And what that does, it only amounts to about $300.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be motivated to buy a car to save $300.
Absolutely not. And that's why I found your idea, your proposal, very interesting. Kind of explain what you're introducing.
What we're trying to do is get people in the position to start buying new automobiles. Steve, when that happens, people go back to work in the factories and in the original equipment manufacturers and in the subs and sub-subs all the way down the line. People making screws, nuts, bolts, hatches, latches, etc., whatever you need for an automobile. And so we want to get people back to work. So the way to get people back to work is to get them, is to open up the supply chains, to reopen the supply chains, and get people starting to manufacture again. The best way to do that is to give every consumer who wants to buy a new car a $5,000 voucher that's redeemable at the point of sale instantly. And instead of paying $20,000 for a brand new Jeep Patriot proudly manufactured in the 16th Congressional District, which I represent in Belvedere, it would cost you $15,000, which means you could buy for less than $300 a month for 5 years. When people go back to work, they pay income tax as opposed to receiving unemployment compensation benefits. They shop more, personally putting more into the local economy. And when people buy an automobile, that's the biggest source of sales tax revenue for state and local governments.
So if I understand what your proposal correctly, the consumer who's interested in a new vehicle would, what, apply from the government for a $5,000 voucher?
No, you go right to your dealership.
Right to the dealership and have it there. Okay.
Yeah, it's an electronic voucher.
Okay.
And so you don't. It's not a tax credit, which means you have to earn enough to have a credit on. Then you have to wait sometime almost an entire year to get the money back. But the money is available. And it shows up on your sales receipt.
Right there.
It's really, really simple.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense. Now, take this idea. Do you think that would work in other industries, in other economies, like the housing, for example?
The housing industry, we had proposed, in fact, we're on a bill that's been introduced by a member of Congress, to give you a $15,000 tax credit when you buy a house, even if you don't pay $15,000 in taxes, because your income is a lot more modest than that, you'll still get $15,000 for down payment on that house. That restarts the housing market. And my gosh, once you restart those two markets, Americans go back to work, and we work ourselves out of the recession, as opposed to having the government try to bail us out of the recession.
You know, if those, like you say, if those two things turned around, that would make a major, major impact on this economy. Mm-hmm. Joining us for the past few minutes to talk about these ideas, Congressman Donald Manzullo represents the 16th District in Illinois. If you want to know more, check out his website, manzullo.house.gov. Congressman, thanks for your time today.
Before we leave, my former pastor here in Washington is Michael Easley.
Oh, very good.
And in fact, I talked to him just this past week. He was the president there at MBI.
Yes, he was.
And then now he's down in Tennessee somewhere.
That's right. So, teaching pastor on staff in the church.
He's a great, great shepherd.
Yeah, and absolutely. Well, Congressman, thank you for sharing that.
Talk
and thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
It's 3:50.